The Punishment of the Raccoon. One cold winter's day, a raccoon was traveling along through the forest. He was very much troubled by fleas that kept biting his back, for he could not reach them there. "I will get you off yet," said the raccoon, and he rubbed his back hard against a tree trunk. But the fleas only went deeper into his fur and bit harder. Suddenly he came upon a little bark hut far back in the forest, and he walked in and sat down by the fire. The old woman who owned the hut asked what he wanted, and the raccoon answered, "A great many fleas are on my back, and I can neither reach them nor can I rub them off. If you will pick them off for me, I will give you my mittens of fur." The old woman had a great many children. "If I help the raccoon," she thought to herself, "I can trade those mittens and get something for my children to eat." So she said to the raccoon, "I will help you, but you must give me your mittens." Then she began her task. Now in those days, the raccoon was as big as a wolf. The thick fur on his back was covered with the wicked fleas, and they hid deep inside it, so that the woman had to work hard. At last the task was finished, and the raccoon gave his mittens and went off. Soon his hands began to feel cold. "Was I foolish to give my mittens for such a small task?" he thought. But he traveled on. By and by he could stand the cold no longer, so he went back again to the hut in the forest. There sat the old woman in the doorway. "What do you want this time?" she asked. "I want my mittens again. It is too cold to travel without them," said the raccoon. "I have already traded your mittens for food for my children," answered the woman. The raccoon was angry, but he went away. "I will wait until she goes out. Then I will go into the hut and find my mittens," he thought. And he hid in the forest nearby, where no one could see him. Next day, the woman had to go out to gather berries to eat. The raccoon saw her leave, and then he crept up to the house and walked in. When the children saw him, they ran out and hid in the deepest brushwood. But the smallest could not run, so he hid under a wooden bowl. The raccoon hunted all over for the mittens, but could not find them. At last, he found the baby hidden under the bowl. "Where are my mittens?" he asked. But the baby could not even talk. "Tell me where my mittens are," ordered the raccoon, and he bit the baby on the cheek. The child cried out, and the raccoon hurried away, for he knew the mother would hear the crying. She did, and hurried home and saw the marks on her baby's cheek. She called to the other children, and they came and told her it was the raccoon. "I will punish him," said the woman, and off she ran to the forest for some long switches. She started after the raccoon and found him resting on a rock near a lake. The woman raised her switches and struck so hard that she made great black and blue stripes on the raccoon's back. With each stroke, the raccoon became smaller and smaller and smaller, until he was no bigger than a rabbit. And then the woman said, "You will always carry the marks of my beating, and neither you nor your family shall ever grow any larger than you are now." The other animals of the forest crept up and watched. The frogs in the lake heard the noise and came to the top to see what was the matter. Croak, 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 laughed the frogs when they saw the raccoon being punished. This made the raccoon angry, and he tried hard to catch them and eat them. But the frogs only laughed harder, and the fox and bear rushed at him, so that the raccoon finally had to run and hide himself. Even today, he must run and hide from the bigger animals of the forest, and he and his children always try to catch the frogs who laughed at his punishment.